Hey, welcome back. How you doing? We've missed you so dearly. Jared, have you missed people?
Have I missed anybody?
Yeah, do you miss people?
Can't hear myself in the headphones, man. Okay. Yeah, turn that up. I need my...
There, is that better?
It just sounds like that. I could see your microphone now.
Oh.
Is my mic on?
Mic is on, dude. Okay. The sound, the waves are happening. You really can't hear yourself?
No, it's fine. What's up?
Yeah.
Have I missed people?
Yeah. Are you like capable of missing people?
Am I capable of missing people? Definitely. Definitely. It's probably not like most people miss people.
But. Like people that you don't even know?
Yeah.
I really feel like I miss people listening to this, even though I've never met more than like a handful of them.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit of ego stroking for me of like, I miss you guys. Come back to the...
I miss you listening to me talk.
Yeah, I miss you hearing my soothe bassy tones.
No, man. I think it's...
My nasally drone.
I miss doing this. Yeah, I miss, you know, in the machine doing this thing.
The machine. Does this feel like a machine to you? Welcome to my son.
I feel like it's kind of our cog in the wheel.
Okay. I mean, listen. As long as we're a good, clean cog, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well,
being 100% honest with you, dude.
Well greased.
Yeah. If you're out there doing anything creative.
At all.
Sometimes you're going to feel like quitting. Like no one gives a shit about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all just part of the process. So if you're listening right now and you're struggling with doing anything that you think is worthwhile and you want to quit,
yeah,
don't quit, just keep doing it
and send us your stuff, whatever it might be, and we'll share it.
Yes, send us your half finished shit that's making you feel like you're worthless.
Yeah,
and we'll blast it out to the universe.
Yeah, and we'll think it's dope.
I'm serious, man.
Me too. Songs, art, whatever.
Yeah. If you're at a point in your life right now where you don't feel like you have all the time in the world to do what you want to do outside of your normal waking hours,
yeah,
just keep doing it. It'll happen.
If you're a new aspiring tattoo artist, I'll offer my flesh to you.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You can draw a misshapen marmot on my inner thigh. That's what needs to happen.
Marmot?
I'm just assuming that most like completely undeveloped tattoo artists are like rat and like little animal based. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Smiley face.
I was just going to go with like an anchor or something cool.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like any kind of like nautical themed tattooery is not really my bag. I'd be more of a marmot.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of landlocked.
Yeah, because then people are like, what is that? Like, is that a squirrel, a rat?
Oh, you got a talking point.
Exactly. See, now there's a story. Because like, oh, you were Somali pirate, gave you a tattoo.
Totally, man.
Right. That's it. Just keep tracking. Uh-huh.
So you have some exciting news to share.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, this week's shout out goes to @BlackRabbit, BlackRabbit.
Yeah.
The sweet boys from Brooklyn, New York. We are going to visit those boys. Couple weeks?
Right? I don't know. You know me in time, dude.
Oh, yeah. A couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. We're flying. We're taking the pod to the Big Apple.
We are.
Right? I'm a little scared. I'm not going to be honest.
Chris doesn't really like to travel or public transportation or not being in the comfort of the wonderful life his wife has built for him.
Heavy urine smells.
Yeah. The subway is going to be a big deal for him.
Right. I'm wondering, like, do I need to put my pocket in the front? Is that the move?
You just do you.
Should I get a chain from my wallet, dude?
I think you should get a shirt that says I'm scared.
I'm from the Midwest. Ears of corn.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited, dude. It's going to be fun. Those dudes seem super chill. So yeah, we're taking the pod out of the confines of the womb we've built here to see if...
We're taking the womb with us.
We are taking the womb with us. Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to that one.
And we're playing a song at the end, right?
Yeah, we're going to play a Black Rabbit Jammer at the end. This one's called The Way That the Wind Whips. And they have a new single coming out called Windy Cities.
Yes.
Go check them out, dude. Super rad. Very excited about that. That's my shout out for the week. Jared, your shout outs, please, sir.
I'm going to go shout out Theo Vaughn.
Okay.
Because the last time he was in KC, you hooked him up with some merch. And he very friendly said that he was going to wear that shit and rep it and get it out there.
But nay.
And I've been watching, man. I haven't seen that happen. So Theo, just get at me. Those voicemails. I'm sure you're just busy. I've slid in those DMs multiple times.
Doesn't care.
I've emailed his people. So you know what? Definitely just a busy guy.
I'm sure he is, dude. Listen, if someone gave me a cool sweatshirt like that.
A super cool tapped in sweatshirt.
Right.
That, yeah.
And like you just happened to like leave it back in the hotel room. Maybe that's what it was, dude. Maybe he didn't know how to get a hold of us.
Some guy's really trying out there.
No, he's crushing it, dude. Maybe it could have been an honest accident. Or maybe he's like, I don't have room in my carry-on for this thing.
Totally.
Maybe he left it for the cleaning lady. Maybe she's a fan now. You never know, dude.
You never know. The story of the blanket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we might have That is a good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah, we might have that kind of a situation going on. Any other shout outs there, dude?
No, I have to read the thing, though. You know, the thing.
Oh, yeah, he's got a thing to read.
It's not a big one this time. It's from the Big Thunder, the Native American chief, spiritual dude.
Is that his name or is that
yeah,
the story?
Yeah, his name is Big Thunder.
That's a badass name. That sounds like a rapper name, dude.
Right?
Little Big Thunder.
What was the other one you had? Little Bloodface?
Yeah, Little Bloodface, dude, from Castaway, Wilson.
Wilson is Little Bloodface.
Yeah.
All right. The Great Spirit is in all things. He is in the air we breathe. The Great Spirit is our father, but the earth is our mother. She nourishes us. That which what we put into the ground, she returns to us. Big Thunder.
Damn, dude. The Native Americans have a way of making me feel guilty.
Do they?
Yeah.
And what capacity?
Like, I'm sorry about that thing that happened a while ago. You guys. They're my people, dude. I'm Cherokee.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, too.
I don't draw lines, man. We're all just people.
There you go. That's what we needed. Thank you. Yeah, sorry about that stuff. Big Thunder's people. We appreciate the story. Yeah. Have fun with this one. Until next time.
We like you more than friends.
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 Friends. Friends. Friends. Friends. Friends. Friends. Friends. Friends.
Diving in right to the top. Dude, the amount of sweat coming off my leg right now.
Yeah, I know. Sorry I broke the air conditioner.
I don't know why it does that sometimes. Like the ants will crawl into like the housing unit, like the disconnect for the air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
And like fries them out.
Weird.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Ants, like, they're attracted to electricity.
Aren't we all?
I think so.
I think so.
But, like, ants are like, they go nuts, dude.
I had that thought about drums today at work, like electricity, that it's one of the only, I mean, of course, woodwinds and strings, but in modern times, it's one of the few that you don't need electricity to like rock the house.
Oh yeah, drums?
Yeah, you know, it's like a primal thing. There's no power running to them. You're not caring.
No power cord.
Yeah, no power cord, just go. You can be loud.
Did you know that we're still, this day and age, precipice of the absolute maximum of humanity.
Uh-huh.
We still don't know why lightning happens.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. Were we?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
But isn't that crazy?
Well, I just don't see how like we've gotten this far and like we still don't get that part.
Yeah.
I mean, because the explanation is like what negatively charged ions get sucked up into the sky and then they have to dissipate somehow and just blast the earth.
I don't know, dude. I think the thing I read was that it comes from space or something.
Like what?
Yeah, that it's like plasma or something making its way here. But
it only happens when it's raining, for the most part.
Or there's clouds, right? Or not even then, though. I've seen lightning without clouds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's usually only like when it's about to start raining.
Yeah.
Which is like the ionosphere. I think it's where that shit hangs out. That's what they say. Like, how much of science do you actually like, you know, bite down on? Like, where do you draw the line?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of this stuff doesn't even add up, right?
Here's my thing. It's like, I just don't trust the data.
I'm not being like a flat earther.
No,
like,
no.
Like, but I bought the bubbles, dude.
Bubble man.
Right?
Bumblebee tuna.
Like, what is that? What's happening?
Oh, with the sphere?
Yeah, be a science me.
I think what it is that
yeah,
that's achieving like it's a perfect gravitational state for the bubble. But why aren't there square bubbles? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Let's just give me whatever.
That's a great question. I don't really know why.
Is it okay? Here's what I think.
My uneducated. Yeah, I don't know.
Me too. But what I think it is, it's something to do about it. It has to take the smallest shape that it can because of physics. So it goes to a sphere because that's the least amount of.
Like, but it's like they're like perfect.
Yeah,
always. You think it's just something to do with like the atmospheric pressure, like just enough pushing in on it?
Maybe. From equal from all sides, so it has to. Yeah, because the pressure is equal on all of the sides of it, it has to be a circle. Otherwise, it'd be some crazy rhombus shit.
Why is it an egg shaped?
because then there wouldn't be equal pressure on the ends if it's pointy. Equal pressure all the way around.
Yeah,
is
I guess
perfect,
you're right. Yeah.
Perfect sphere.
Circle never ends.
It never ends. It never begins. It's crazy until it pops. Then it's all over.
Yeah, and dude, don't ever make the mistake of like putting those in your, blowing a bunch of bubbles in like your tile floor in your living room, because you will slip and bust your shit real easy.
This sounds like it's coming from experience.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we got the kid a bubble machine for her birthday, or somebody did, and just slicked up my floors real good.
Nice.
I don't know what it is in the bubbles. It's just like soap and water, right?
I think so.
It's like a real...
This stuff was scented.
Scented bubbles?
Yeah, but I can't really tell what the scent is.
It's like whatever strippers smell like.
No, I don't know.
You just like a vague sweetness.
Take a whiff.
Taking pulls off the bubble container. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
What if it's just like vape liquid?
Vape.
Vape bubbles, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing. I'm just burning up.
You just too hot?
Well, just there. Yeah, no, I'm not too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot to touch.
Right.
No, man. It's just, you take for granted like the miracle of air conditioning as soon as you don't have it.
For sure. And so many other things.
You're like, I'll crank it up in here to like 60.
Yeah.
To where I need a coat just because I can.
Right.
And then I step outside and it's 85 degrees and humid, so humid that like just already soaked through.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of gross?
Yeah, man. I mean, I take Topo Chico's for granted. Like, there's a lot of things, not just air conditioning.
I would like to be in a climate where Topo Chico was the main source of fucking precipitation, dude. Topo rain.
Topo rain.
You gotta go easy with that, dude.
Sometimes it really...
It's like some ASMR in the back of the throat there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, hold on. What is... I know what it is.
Okay, what is it?
It's like when people just like whisper and like makes the hair... You're just trying to get the hair to stand up on the back of your neck, right? Is that what it is?
That's what you've told me it is.
I don't know what it is.
The only one I've ever seen was this lady eating chicken wings with a really hot mic on her, like picking up all the sounds.
Yeah, why... Why do people want to hear that?
I don't know. It kind of messed me up.
It's a big thing though, right?
I don't know what it is because it honestly like flipped a switch in my brain where like now I hear people chew more and it broke me.
Oh, really?
It, like program conditioned me.
Because there's ones where like people like just crumble up cellophane.
Yeah, I think it like locks as a trigger in your mind after that.
Here's what people, I mean, babies, dude. Babies love that little crackling, the crackle sound.
Yeah.
You don't...
No, I don't. You'll have to give me more than that.
Well, just like if you're like rubbing some like cellophane. Just
okay. Just soothing to the senses.
They love it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, I think I have a theory though. Okay.
Okay.
This one might be a little bit far out.
All right, I'm ready.
If you know anything about Terrence McKenna, he says that when you do DMT, like you get to a place called the chrysanthemum, right? And just like this crazy geometrical pattern thing.
Yeah.
He's like, to go beyond the chrysanthemum, obviously I have to smoke more DMT, you'll hear that same crinkling noise before you exit this reality. So are you following my line of thinking here with like why babies might be like, okay, I guess a familiar sound.
The babies newer to the situation so that heard the sound more recently, they remember.
You think so?
I have no idea. That's that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It just, that to me, that made sense. But like, what I think is so funny is like, the universe is nothing but just like a giant ASMR thing. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Like we live through our senses.
Like, why are we watching videos of that now? Like when you could just do literally do anything and get the exact same experience.
The only is you can't get touch or smell.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm sure they could figure that out. They have to be able to do that. Like they just have like a hopper of like all the known ingredients to make things smell a certain way.
Uh-huh.
If they can make any piece of candy taste like jelly beans.
Yeah.
If they can make those jelly beans taste like earwax.
Okay. But how do you get the smell to the people?
Well, it depends. What application are we trying to do?
I don't know. Like
you'd have to have like basically like a printer for smells. You just have to load all these little...
Like Wonka Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically. I don't think it's entirely impossible. I mean, they do it in Disneyland.
Especially if you just had a device that could read code. So then it just sent the signals and then your little station at home could mix things together.
Exactly,
to create smells.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Like Disneyland does that, dude. They pump that cookie smell into the air.
What?
They pump like a fresh baked cookies smell into the air because it makes you feel awesome.
Is it from the smell of fresh baked cookies?
Or no, dude. This is straight like chocolate chip essential oils, essentially.
They go through the effort of faking that?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you hear this?
I read about it, dude, because I want to take the kids to Disney.
So you were like, well, I want to learn everything I just know.
Dude, you got
to
know me. Like, if I'm going to do something, like, I'm going to know. And I want to know all of it ahead of time.
Okay, what did you learn?
Oh, I just learned that. I learned that you can't actually stay in the Cinderella's castle unless you're like Tom Hanks or someone big.
Okay.
What else did I learn?
But that you can.
Well, they have to invite you. You can't just buy it.
But you can.
You can, but...
People do.
Good luck, because I'm sure there's been a lot of people who are like, I want to do that, and Disney's like, no.
Well, sure. But I'm saying it's been happened before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, theoretically, we could do that.
Interesting. Okay. So which one are you going to? Is this Florida or California?
The one in Florida, dude.
Okay.
I heard you just got to go like when it's like November.
Oh, you're going to try to beat the rush of things?
Which is so it's not so goddamn hot.
Oh, yeah. You don't like.
Right. What was that thing that you were talking about, Jake? The smell?
Scenting.
Scenting.
Oh, yeah. Subliminal scenting.
Subliminal scenting.
Subliminal scenting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's possible, right? Like to get you to like, they just plant a smell in around you to make you do things?
Definitely. It's definitely one of the strongest nostalgia senses.
Well, the olfactory, yeah, that's what it is. A lot of your memory is tied to that.
Yeah.
Because I've had it happen where I'll just like smell something. I'm like, what? I know that smell.
Absolutely. It's almost always that lingering thing too. You can't exactly place it unless it's a strong one.
Is there like a, just the box you can fit all of the possible smells into it right now? I mean, I don't think I've ever, I haven't smelled anything new for a while is what I'm getting at.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think I've smelled
anything.
You haven't
come across a new smell?
Mm-mm.
Do you think there's an underground market on smells? Like, scents junkies?
Well, yeah, like people that make like their own perfumes and colognes and shit, absolutely.
Sure. Or like, yeah, people that are addicted to their five senses. So, you know, they're like stocking up on smells they've never smelled before.
I'm just saying, like, how would you know, though?
Like a color you've never seen, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but a color makes sense. It's like you blend all this stuff together and you literally have an infinite number of colors that we could make.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the same thing.
But with the smells, though, I think it's different.
I don't know. I kind of, it ties in with food, man. Like, how often do you taste something you haven't ever tasted?
Not very often, honestly.
Right.
But it just, here's the thing. I see all kinds of new stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't can't remember the last time I was like, that is a new odor for me.
Right.
Is that me being like a psycho? But
no, I think you've been on the rock long enough to... No, there's not that. You're seeing the building blocks of the things.
Like which one of your senses can you trust the least? Do you think? That's a good one, huh?
That's a good one. Nice. Would you like write that down beforehand?
No, I really didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, which one of your senses is like the the one that's probably not the most accurate?
I'm going to go ahead and say I trust my taste. Like, not that I have like an exquisite palate, but like I trust it.
But your taste doesn't lie.
I usually trust my nose pretty well too. I really do. Like if I'm like someone smoking a joint over there, I'm dead on every time.
Yeah?
Yeah, every time.
So probably sight is probably the one, right?
Yeah, or my ears, I think.
Yeah, I say the ears are definitely the ones.
Ears can be deceiving because you have to listen with your mind, not your fucking ear holes.
I hear all kinds of shit.
You hear it however you want to hear it.
Right. You think so?
Not just you. I think we all do.
I always second guess like a lot of things I hear though. Yeah, I guess it's probably the most unreliable one, right?
Right.
So you just give that one up?
Maybe sight, but we're so reliant on sight that that's so hard to let go for me to even kind of say that sight.
Can you imagine just going blind out of nowhere? I really don't know what that would be like.
No, man. I mean, I...
Like, you, like the transition period of like just not being able to like... You don't have any problems for 30 years of your life.
Yeah.
And then boom, you just wake up and you can't see anymore.
Oof.
What's going on? I mean, what do you do?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, man. We can find out.
Yeah. I think I would just want to die, honestly.
You think so?
Not immediately, but I'd be like this, you know.
It's cool to hear that you're that attached to your vision.
I think so. Yeah. Not that I would want to die like right then and there. I'd just be like, this is horrible.
I can't see the game anymore.
I can't see anything.
Right.
Is it just black?
I don't know.
Because blind people couldn't tell you because they've never seen color.
Right, but... What is anything but your mind's interpretation of your senses? So if you lose that sense of your reality, you would just learn to experience it deeply in other ways.
Does it have like super smell?
The mental images, I think, would still come along. Like,
since you think so?
You lived most of your life already. You know what the world looks like.
Yeah.
So you could touch things and literally be creating a mental image in your mind.
Too bad.
Which is no different than what you're doing with your eyes. You're taking things and you're making a mental image in your mind
Yeah.
that you see. As what's going on according to your senses.
You know, they can like look at like the colored part of your eye.
No, tell me more.
And I don't know if it's like Reiki or something like that, but they can look at the colored part of your eye and like tell how healthy or unhealthy you are.
Oh yeah? Does it change?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, it's just like the way the webbing of your eye look, like the, what do you call that? The, it's not a pupil.
Oh, is it the iris?
Maybe. The colored part of your eye
yeah.
can change. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Definitely moves around depending on like what color clothes I wear or something.
I always wondered why people have different colored eyes. Like, why are yours blue and mine are green?
I don't know.
Do you think that affects your vision?
No, I don't know.
Like, you're not seeing the same shades of color that I am?
I doubt it.
I've always wondered what true color looks like because nobody actually really knows, I don't think.
It's just an agreed upon thing.
Right. Like, exactly. This is red.
Yeah.
Right?
That one's orange.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, like, these are real things you can manipulate, but, like, what does it really look like? Do you ever think about that?
Sometimes.
I do. I'm just like, what would this actually look like if I had perfect, like, I could see all of the dimensions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it about that monk who stares at the sun all day and the only reason he can do it is because he doesn't care to see it? Like, he's not trying to see the sun?
I've heard about people trying to do that or like living off light.
Toasting their
and
brain.
And they burn their eyes out and they just starve to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like hippie moms and shit do that with their kids. I'm like, you psychos.
You stare at the sun?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll stare at the sun or they'll just like, down there, like, we don't need to eat. We get our energy from light.
Oh, I was talking about
like plants. A, like, they turn into plants.
An old story, not a real people thing.
Like, the ultimate vegan move is to, like, the ultimate vegan move is to not eat anything and just live off of light like a vegetable, dude. Yeah. You're not really a vegan unless you don't eat at all.
Like, respect to everybody's, there's choices and my vegan friends that I'm close to, but that's the thing, man. The vegan excuse. Like, I want that to become a thing. Do things completely unrelated to veganism.
Like, it just gets you out of
and it's, you
any situation.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like, you eat a bunch of mushrooms and you go on an airplane.
Sure, I'm a like, vegan.
What's wrong with you? I'm a vegan, man. I'm low on my vitamins.
Right.
Can you get all of the vitamins you need?
I'm sure. That? Yes, yes.
You think so?
I really do. Smoking in a rental car. I'm a vegan, man. Dude, I'm a vegan. You can't charge me that. Cleaning fund?
I don't know how. I'm not paying you to clean my hotel room. Yeah. Cause I don't need animals.
Check out at Whole Foods. I didn't get my 15% off. I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
I like it.
Vegans are funny because they're always like, I don't eat sugar, but I'm like, dude, you're fucking eating honey like nonstop. Like, what do you think that does to you?
That's right. Vegans can't eat honey.
That's right.
Vegetarians can.
Because the bees might be in pain or something. What is the deal with that? They're just making it.
I think
we're not making them do that. They're just doing it.
Right. Like, I know that as far as like kosher foods, honey is a kosher food and they can't.
What does that mean, kosher? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, allowed. It just means allowed, I think.
Okay.
But the reason being is that it's not the bee, it's their leftovers. Like, they process it. And
so what do they do? I mean, here's what I think they do. They go, they collect the nectar. They just like puke it up into these like cells. Is that all that is?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, do like the baby bees eat the fucking honey?
I think they all do. And the reason that there's excess is for the months of storage when there's not, you know, there's more months of cold than there are flowers.
Yeah.
So they're just storing up in their little hives, make it through the winter.
Do they really eat all that honey? I thought they would just eat other shit. Like, I didn't realize that they're literally making their own food. I guess that makes the most sense.
I think that's what they're doing, yeah.
So that's one sugar shit? That's all they want?
Yeah, it's just pure sugar. Dude, the powers of honey are crazy. Like, it's an antiseptic. It never goes bad. Like, you can leave it at room temperature for, like, ever.
And didn't they pull some of, like, a mummy's tomb that was just, like, just had to heat it up a little bit?
Probably.
Because it crystallized?
Honeycomb is really good for you.
But is it, like, wrong of us to, like, jack that stuff? From these bees?
I don't know.
You ever come across like a wild honey situation?
No, never. I've come across like wild hornet's nests and stuff, but never a honey sitch.
I've never in my life come across like anything that cool. Like, I've definitely like accidentally rubbed my arm against like a real sappy pine tree, and that was a bummer, dude, because that stuff does not come off very easy. Yeah, no, it doesn't. You can eat that. Actually, the pine sap is like super, super high in vitamin C.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I ate some one time.
I know the trick.
It tastes horrible.
Boiling pine needles to like
the pine needle tea.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, but I've never come across the anything like real dope like that. I've always wanted to see like a wild honey situation.
What's that look like to you?
I stroll up. I'm like in the woods. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I'm in a valley. It's kind of like that scene in, what is it? The Hills Are Alive with music or whatever. What's that song? What's that? You know what I'm talking about?
The Sound of Music?
Yes, The Sound of Music.
Jeez, yeah.
Listen, man, I'm not, this is not my forte, but like that kind of an environment.
Okay.
And then like, I just look over and there's this beautiful hive mm-hmm. and it's just dripping like.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah, it's dripping perfect nectar out of the bottom of it. And the bees are just like, we don't know who we're making this for.
Yeah.
We're just making it.
They're like, yeah.
Then they don't even get mad that I come over there and get it from them. What's that? I read this, it was a cool saying. It's like, lately I've really been like, kind of time traveling into the future in my head. Like I always feel like I'm just like living a few days ahead of what I'm trying to do.
Like you're worried about or you're trying to get ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And which is fine. I mean, I think you have to do that, but
yeah, but you feel like you have the first 48 hours figured out. So you're trying to be on the backside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just like trying to like make things happen in times they don't really want to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Can't force it.
Yeah, I can't remember who said this. Some spiritual guy. Like the wildflower doesn't try to get the bee to come over to it. But the bee will come over to it when the flower's like perfectly ripe and ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, I try to think about that like, man, my flower's not ripe right now, dude.
Okay, you're not getting pollinated?
I'm not going to get pollinated, man.
Yeah. What are you missing? What do you need to feel pollinated?
I don't know, dude. Because I'm just noticing how, like, just for me, and I think probably a lot of people, like, we always feel like there's just like something just a little bit better than what you have right now,
mm-hmm.
just out of your reach.
Yeah.
But this is like in perpetuity. Like, I'm never satisfied.
Right. It's always one thing.
It never stops.
So it's like once I get this thing, and then what? Then I'll find the new thing.
Always one step, like just you're always chasing that one thing away from you. It's yeah. just barely, you can't quite get to it.
Right. So, yeah, what is that thing?
I don't know.
What's the chasing?
I think the chasing is to like have those serotonin moments. We'll call them that.
Of like achieving a goal?
Yeah. You just get that like rush of like, yeah. I think that's what everyone's is. Everyone's trying to go for that feeling. And I don't care what your vehicle is. If you do it off food, you get drugged up.
Video games.
They're all trying to reach that place of like, you know.
Yeah. Even reading a book.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that doesn't.
No, it can't because you get this great sense of accomplishment when you finish it. And like, there's a little bit of rush there. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just the same feeling.
Well, then I like think about it. And I'm like, did you not forget that you're going to die? And like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. What are you trying to do here? Like, don't you realize that like, it's all right now.
Mm-hmm.
The entire scope of anything you'd ever want is right now.
Yes, literally.
I'm not saying like externally. I'm saying like internally. Like whatever you're trying to get to, mm-hmm. It's right there.
Right.
You have it. It's you have it already.
Out there, so you can't go find it.
Right.
But sometimes it takes going out there to look for it to realize that.
Well, yeah, dude. Here's the thing. Like we're human beings.
Right.
Okay. We're not going to just be able to like shut all that stuff off.
Right.
You never. Can't. No. I mean, you could. But I think the trick is to just become less attached to it.
Yeah, I think awareness is the key in like all things, man.
But how do you maintain awareness?
I think it's allowing yourself those weird moments, man. Like when you're not feeling super groovy and you can just step back and realize it.
Like why do we even exist to begin with?
I mean,
why?
You want to play the why game?
We can, yeah.
I mean,
but why do we even exist?
I mean, anything. Just ask any question. Why does an apple taste good? So you'll eat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do you need to eat it? Just entertain me here.
Okay.
Why do you need to eat it?
You don't need to eat it.
Why?
Because there's other stuff to eat.
Okay. Why would you eat something else?
Because maybe an apple didn't sound good.
Why do some foods sound better than others?
I think variety is the spice of life, man. You know what I mean? If you ate nothing but apples all the time, like you'd be super bummed out.
Why do you need variety? Why would you be bummed out?
Because I think it's built into us to experience life on this level.
Why?
Because that's what we desire.
Why?
Because we desire it. That's why.
Why do we desire it?
That's a great question. Now, see, that's the real question.
Did we find the real one there?
Yeah.
Is that the one they all lead back to? Because I've played this why game.
Why do we desire things?
I've played this why game with myself a lot, and I recommend everybody try it. If, like, you play the why all the way back, it almost always goes to the same thing. So just try it out. Try it out. There's a couple ways to break it. There's, like, one or two trick questions you can do.
You know how to do it?
I can't remember. Oh. I know that I did one, and I was like, I have to remember it, and then I didn't, but...
Why? Annoying toddler time, why?
No, this is good. Why can't I remember it?
Mm-hmm.
I know where I was. I was driving home from the drum shop, and I was playing the Y game at a stop sign, and I thought of a good one, but it leaves me from there.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I wasn't supposed to remember it.
Why weren't you supposed to remember it?
So that I could continue to think on it.
Why do you need to continue to think on it?
So that I could learn something.
But why do you need to learn anything?
So that I could improve myself.
But why do you need to improve yourself?
So I can improve others.
But why do you need to improve others?
So they can in turn improve others.
Why?
So we can all get better.
Why do we need to get better?
So we can get off the ride.
Why get off the ride?
Because it's the only thing that's different.
Why?
Because sometimes we want a little variety.
Why?
Because variety is the spice of life.
Why?
Because we're just God experiencing itself.
Why?
That's the one I can't figure out.
Because we desire it.
Why do we desire it?
Because we do.
Why do we desire it?
That's because that's the way it is.
Why is it the way it is?
It just is.
Why is it at all? Why is it?
Y-H or W-H?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. You know what that is?
No.
That is like, that's allegedly, that's like, they wrote those letters down because there's really no way to like say that.
Like the Tetragrammaton.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just God's unspeakable name.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Why?
Yahweh, you're saying you're drawing the correlation between Y and Yahweh and saying that
yeah.
The unknowable Y is God.
Why not?
So you're just throwing a knot on there and being sassy about it.
Yeah.
It works.
Why not, boy?
It does work. It does work, though.
Well, let's get back down to our basic principle here,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Because we desire things,
mm-hmm.
That's what the universe is trying to give us at all times.
We're manifesting our desires.
It never happens the way that you want it to happen, but don't you typically always get what you want?
No, you get what you need.
You know what I mean, though?
Yes.
And even though you might not know you wanted it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or like if you have things that you want and that falls away, like you didn't really want it.
Or need it.
If you really want stuff, you
or
get it.
Or need it.
Do you know that?
Or need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you really want something, you get it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
You're the only thing in your own way.
I do. I think you're the only one in your way, dude. Because, I don't know. Like, if you leave room for like that kind of defeatist, you know, mentality.
Yeah.
Because what? Do we all agree on some kind of like rigid mentality of like that's not possible? We can't do that. Why are you thinking about that stuff?
Yeah.
Do you ever notice there's like just a common like there's a common thought, like a collective thought about what life is and how it should work?
It depends on which level you interact with people at. It seems like on the larger scales, it's definitely more, this is how you do things. Then once you start to break it down into smaller, closer groups, it seems like people are more willing to try on different thoughts and ideas or discuss, what'd you say last week, taboos.
I hate that word, but
Yeah, just to talk about stuff and how they actually feel as opposed to what they think they're supposed to look like to others.
Right. Like I try to do this. I try to like just imagine or remember that like everyone is basically experiencing the same life,
mm-hmm.
but just with different variables.
Of course.
Like life is just life.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a giant roulette wheel.
Right. And like, why take anything seriously? Like really take it seriously though.
Give me a little bit more than that, because I think you know that you have to take things seriously.
But I don't know if I'm ever actually serious about anything. I'm just like, I'm not saying I convince myself, it's just like, seriousness turns into like responsibility at a certain point.
I guess, but you could take your family seriously and that not be a negative.
But no, what I mean by seriously, what does seriously mean to you? Or what does serious mean?
And it means...
What is serious?
Of utmost importance to me. Serious means...
It doesn't have like a dire sounding thing to it?
Doesn't
serious?
Have to. I mean, it does, I think, but I don't think it has to be negative.
It sounds negative when you say serious,
like,
right?
Like a surfer bro came up to you and was like, dude, that's some serious frosted tips.
Oh, that was just him talking. He's not actually serious.
What if it was in a Shakespearean play?
It would still be kind of silly. It's like one of those flowery words. Serious.
Okay, so you're saying there's a somber tone to serious.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just your rebellious nature? Or am I just not?
No one's ever been like when you're. I don't know. Like I just don't feel like when someone's like, I need to be serious. It's like, all right, let's quit having emotions, and just A to B this.
Okay,
that's what serious means to me.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And so I don't think I really take anything that seriously. I'm not saying like I don't give a shit about things.
Right.
But like when you say taking it serious, it just makes me giggle a little bit. Like, well, now I'm not going to.
Right. I think that's the jester in you.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a time and a place for me. It's like I like to buckle down and get serious when I need to.
Just imagine you're going to die and then like, oh, you spent your whole life being serious.
Well, no, I hear you. I hear you.
Hurry up and die.
I've heard the cosmic joke once. It leaned in and told me.
Right. Like, have you seen your death?
My death?
How do you think you're going to die?
I think I'm going to die.
Like just like paint the picture.
But
how does Jared die?
Body failure of some kind.
Older age?
No, not too old.
How old?
I don't know.
Well, you're 32 right now.
Yeah. Late 50s, early 60s.
Just something's going to shut down?
I don't know.
Cancer?
I don't know.
You never like seen it?
Nope, never seen it. Have you seen yours?
I think I know, barring any kind of a crazy accident.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to outlive most everyone that I know.
That's your burden?
Well, no, just like the immediate.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe not my wife.
What's the story here? Why do you have a story? You must have seen a vision.
I just feel it. I don't know. I just feel it. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not going to be 100 years old. I'm just saying like most people are going to die in their 60s and 70s, and I think I'm going to make it to at least 90.
You're going to be an old one?
I think so, man.
Don't most of the men in your family die young?
Mm-hmm, but they also never took care of themselves.
And your body's a temple.
No, it isn't, but I'm a lot healthier than most of the dudes in my family. I've got a cousin that's like, you know, he takes care of himself, but for the most part, like, we're just normal, like, American dudes that, like, just eat and not really do anything.
Yeah, that's a hard road, man, to be the last one standing.
But I mean, it's contradictory because I think that's going to happen more than the next one I'm going to lay on you.
Okay.
It's because basically for all of my like close friends, I've always like been the first one to do things.
Okay.
Like I got this job and I'm getting everybody else jobs at the same place. Or getting into like real drugs out of our close friends. Or having a kid, getting married, buying a house.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm special. It just happens to be that way.
Yeah.
So I'm either going to outlive everyone or I'm going to die before anybody. I don't think there's going to be like a middle ground.
No, that's what you're saying. All or nothing?
Kind of. Like I think, I don't know. I can't imagine like dying. Because like the 30 years like isn't really not that much time.
No, that's how long I've been on the rock, 30 years.
Right, it doesn't feel like anything, right?
Oh, no.
I don't think the next 30 or whatever is going to feel like anything, too.
What's it feel like? Maybe 8 long weeks, what it all feels like.
Yeah, it doesn't feel... Yeah.
I could, 12 sleeps.
I could literally write it all down in like this little book.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
It's my whole life.
Isn't that crazy?
Right, but then we're like walking around here, it's beating our goddamn heads against the wall about some serious shit all of the time.
Yeah.
Don't you know like the whole universe is just celebrating nonstop?
Yeah,
do you know that?
Happy to be here.
I think it is, man. It's like, it's a celebration, the whole thing, the whole entire thing.
Yeah, just dancing around.
Take it as small or as big as you'd like.
It's just dancing.
It's the same experience. It's Doesn't that blow your mind?
Of course. Yeah. The microcosm is the macrocosm.
Doesn't that just prove to you that like this whole thing is just some big silly toilet of vomit that we're all like just swimming around in and it's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. VR just simulator.
Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
VR stuff freaks me out, dude. I'm like, I'm not. Listen, Joe Rogan talks about VR shit all the time.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, but it's fucking terrifying. It terrifies the shit out of me. Like, for real. Like, not just, like, me getting in there and walking the plank game, but, like, what does that look like for human beings in 100 years? We can't even imagine.
Right.
I can't fucking imagine.
What does it say about real reality if we're creating virtual ones? It gets weird. It gets tricky quick.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I hate to do it. I think we're going to have, like, a Matrix situation.
Yeah, isn't it the Hawking stuff that says that if it's possible, then we're already in it? Isn't that a thing? I think there's a theory.
Is it possible?
There's a theory that, like, if the technology can and does become great enough to emulate a reality, then it's already there and it's already doing it, and this is the emulation.
Isn't that what we're doing right now?
I think so.
But I don't think it's what we think it is.
I don't either. I think
it's like an organic computer.
Well, it kind of ties back into what you were talking about earlier about being blind and the senses and stuff. I kind of think that we're the VR goggles. We're the monkey driving the spacesuit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like your projectors, they're just like the five senses are your little 3D fun factory. Because that's all VR is trying to do is trying to recreate the same impulses that your body's already doing for your brain, tell you what's going on around you.
Someone's going to fucking kill that shit, dude. It just freaks me out. Like,
it's crazy.
Just hear me on this, and I don't, this is going to sound a little ignorant, but like it seems like every, like let's just take an 80-year block of like a generation, start to finish. Like, rewind 80 years. Keep going back. Everyone had like a Jesus figure.
Did they?
Like a, well, not like the Jesus, but like there was like Gandhi. Okay.
Okay.
It was pretty damn close, I'd say.
Yeah.
Or who was before that? That was just like one of those type of dudes.
Dalai Lama.
What does the Lama do? I don't understand. What's his position?
Is it Tibet?
Right.
Royal.
It just seems like a government job. Like, what is that?
I think it kind of is.
What does the Lama do? Big hitter, the Lama.
They're like the reincarnation of some soul that leads the monks.
Do you know how they like find those people?
I've read a little bit about it, but go on.
So they get like a group of monks together,
mm-hmm.
and they all meditate
okay.
in silence for as long as it takes. So they all share a vision of where this one reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
They said it takes 45 days. That's what the Tibetans say.
Because of the bardos.
Yeah, and all they do is fucking meditate all day.
Okay.
That's it. Well, they do like exercises and shit.
Are they trying to guide him?
Yeah, they try to guide him into the next life.
Are they using the Tibetan Book of the Dead during this?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
And what that basically does is they read you, the body.
Uh-huh, right.
Like this whole, they just describe what's happening to them.
Yeah.
So they don't freak. And then when they reincarnate after 45 days, all the monks get together. Not all of them, but like, the big dogs.
Sure.
Can't like the managers and assistant managers of the monks. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I don't know what you call them.
No, like shift manager type thing.
Yeah, they all get together and meditate
okay.
for like an extended period of time.
They tend to the vibe.
Until they all agree that they'll say, this child was born in this village in a house with a blue roof and some other detail.
Okay.
And then they go. And then, of course, baby was born, 45 days earlier or something like that.
They get it right every time?
They have. And what they do is they run it through a bunch of tests.
Where he has to remember his stuff. And they get a couple different options usually.
Right.
And then you got to like sort through. It's like American Idol, but to be the Lama.
Yeah, like do you believe in past lives?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Like being able to access that?
I had this talk with a friend at the bar last night and I don't know. I do and I don't. I guess what it comes down to for me is I don't think I comprehend how it would actually work. I don't think that me, Jared, will reincarnate.
Do you think
it works like that? I think maybe the shard or the essence that's in me now is the same thing that's in you and the person listening to this. That could it take on another? I don't know. I think it could go out.
Would there
more
be a little more? But here's the thing: like, is there still? I know it's not a person, but like, is there some kind of like a personality traits that would carry over? You think?
Like, are there things in me that are deeper than my meat body?
Here's how I know this. Like this, not know this, but this is what leads me to believe this is true.
Yeah.
Is my kids right out of the gate had person, like not really, but like when they got old enough to like open their eyes and shit, they had personalities.
Yeah, you can see who they are, their own.
Like when I look at my daughter sometimes, I'm like, I know that you've done this a couple times.
You can see the light in her.
A little bit.
Like the candle burning kind of thing.
Right. I get messed up on like imagery when we say things like that because yeah. Then it just, I'm like, I feel like I'm like aiming for something that's not there.
Like what?
Like being enlightened. I'm like, what does that even mean? Maybe we're enlightened. Maybe everyone's enlightened right now. We don't know it.
Maybe we're all dead right now. We don't know it.
You think so?
It's possible.
But how are we having this conversation if we're dead?
Because this is from the Tibetan Book of the Dead that you just loaned me. Because you manifest anything and everything you would ever want to do.
Because we desire it.
Because you desire
That's
it.
That's why.
But why do you desire it?
So when you... Let's just imagine this.
I'm imagining.
This giant homogenous pool.
Ooh. Okay. Keep going.
That's everybody. That's all the spirit. That's the whole thing.
That's the ocean.
That's everything, right?
Okay.
So like if you're just in that bliss state and on all the time, like you're gonna want to like go do some other shit, I think. I mean it sounds very crude.
No. You're touching on it. So why you have to leave the garden. You had to eat the apple.
Right.
The snake's the good guy.
So we could play the game again. So we could, the divine cosmic play, like we had to.
I understand. You got to leave so you can come back. I get it.
Right.
But then it still comes back to why. Why at all in the first place?
For fun.
Why? What's fun?
Because it's a celebration.
Why?
Because it just is. It is. It's like the Tao. It's like of itself so.
Totally. No, yes.
It is.
I know.
Of itself so.
I know. It's a trap. Mm-hmm. The why game's a trap.
It is a trap, but you get to the very end of it, and this is what it is.
It's a fun trap, and you can get to this point with asking why about anything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why do you get gas in your car?
It's like they do, I can't remember what it is, but the Tibetans do a thing called neti neti, mm-hmm. which means not that, not that.
Yeah.
So they'll start with their hand, and they'll go, I am not these fingers.
Right.
And they'll really sit there and be the hand and know that's not them. Mm-hmm. That's just a hand. And then you say, I am not these arms. Okay, mm-hmm. And then you really feel it, that you're not that arm. It's just an arm. And then once you get the whole body covered, right, then you'll say, I am not my thoughts. Okay, you can do that. I am not my thoughts. Okay, and then you go, I am not the voice that's speaking in English right now in my head. I am not that. And then you go, I am not this thought. See, and then
samadhi.
You're supposed to go into samadhi.
Right.
To me, that weirds me out. Because I've been listening to Ramakrishna, mm-hmm. who was supposed to be like a Jesus type figure.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like every generation has had something like along these lines.
Yeah, like a spiritual leader.
Like who is ours?
I don't know, John Lennon.
You think so?
I don't, just joking. Osho, Rajneesh, because of Netflix.
That guy was a scum fuck.
Ram Dass is pretty tapped in.
He is.
I'm really going to go with
him. I don't think he's that one, though.
No, I don't either. I mean, he's amazing and so deeply tapped in than anybody else's words.
Right.
That Ram Dass stuff can narrate.
Like, do you think we have like a Jesus type figure?
No, I don't. Which is, you know.
We're supposed to be in the Kali Yuga, which is like, if you go by the Yugas, which is, can't remember what it is, but it's an age period. It's a Yuga. That we're in the Kali Yuga, Kali being the devouring mother of life.
Okay.
We're in the Kali Yuga now.
I'll spin it on you. Do you think Krishna is incarnate right now?
I don't, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. I get caught up in forms.
Right. So here's where I'm going to go with that.
I get caught up in forms. Like, I expect it to look like something. And you can't, like we just talked about, like, you can't trust that.
I think the answer is that it's in everything. So the answer is yes. The energy is in, it's in that little house plant.
But why do I have to, why, for me, like, I have to have, like, some kind of experiential proof. Or not even proof, just like, do you love God?
What does that mean?
Exactly. Like, I don't even know what God is. I think I do.
Do you?
Right.
What is it?
I think it's just that energy thing that makes things happen.
Same. That's where I've been with it lately too.
I don't think it's like a dude or like any kind of a form. Like once you put it into a form, For whatever reason, it doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, this is such a cop out, but lately I've really been trying to understand that I think it's everything. It's every single thing. It's your thought. It's my thought. It's this microphone. It's the tree outside.
Well, because thoughts have energy to them.
But yeah, every single thing manifests. That is. I try starting to think that's what God is. It's like anything in existence.
Okay, well then, what are we doing trying to like rid ourselves of all the other negative emotions then?
We're wearing our AirPods in public, Vibe Blocker 3000s.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
If God's in everything, then what do we got to lose here? Why is everything so goddamn serious?
Right.
Right?
You're the universe dancing with itself.
But because I haven't experienced any kind of thing like that,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I don't know how to have faith in things like that. I just don't.
You haven't experienced any what?
I haven't experienced like feeling the love for that homogenous energy field.
Personally, like you loving the thing?
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I do. I don't know if I do or not.
Have you ever sat in your car in a parking lot and cried because you realized this was all for you?
No.
I have.
I've had beautiful moments where I like put two and two together on shit, but like then I don't even remember because I'm like, you don't need to write that down. You'll remember.
Right.
And I will when the time comes, but no. I don't know if I'm like trying to like over-intellectualize this shit.
I think you are, but that's...
Can you overthink things? Is it possible to overthink?
Yes, but if you're acknowledging that you might be doing that, you're also overthinking your overthinking, which is funny and redundant.
I just think you can overthink things if you don't do if there's no action afterwards. If you just sit there and think and never do anything.
If it doesn't create change.
Right, then yeah, then that's a problem. But I don't think you can overthink anything if you make a move at the end of your thinking. Does that make sense?
If you act it out. I don't know. I think a thought could still lead to another thought. So,
well, then nothing's ever going to get done, man. You're never going to do anything.
No, eventually it could lead to one. So I'm saying the initial thoughts before they led to actions could play out.
Man, I don't know. I do worry that like I color the world around me way too much with like my neuroses.
Give me some specifics.
I don't know if I'm kind of crazy or not.
In what way? I mean, you're definitely a crazy person.
Well, I don't know. Like, I just generally have like I don't really take anything like that serious. I just don't.
Yeah, never have.
Is that a crazy person?
No. It's just a different kind of awareness. It's a different, it's your paradigm.
Like, when bad shit happens, like, why do people want to know why it happened?
What do you mean? That's pretty vague.
Let's see. Like, I guess it's like you're so you can like prevent that from happening to other people. But like, let's just say like a dog bit your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give a shit why the dog bit my kid. It's the fact of the matter is the dog bit my kid.
You're saying like wanting to know what happened?
Why what happened happened. Hmm. When it's already happened.
But what if the reason would help you learn for a future thing?
That makes sense. But like, I feel like when you sulk in, you just sulk in the whys or something. Let's just say, for example, like your uncle diddled you when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to know why.
Yeah.
You're never going to, why are you concerning yourself with the why about that?
Yeah.
Why do you need to know why? How is that going to help?
I don't know, to be free of it, because especially really heavy things like that, there's always so much personal guilt tagged along.
Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, and that's the part that sucks, but it's like we're sitting here trying to figure out why this thing happened when it's already happened and we can do something to get better.
Yeah.
I only know that because I speak from experience.
I know. No, I know.
You know what I mean?
I don't have that kind of experience. For me, it's always like the negative things were just like emotional neglect for me. Which yeah. I think are just as equally detrimental to someone.
I think
they're different.
Yeah, I think you reach a certain point on either like being ecstatically happy.
Yeah.
And didn't matter how you got there.
Right.
Or like feeling that same feeling. And it's not to like take away from anyone else's feeling. Like
to
dude,
people.
When I take my kid's toys away, she cries harder than I've ever cried in my life.
Yeah.
She means that. It's no different than, you know, the shit that makes me want to cry. I think it's, you get to that certain point and it's so saturated with that feeling that then boom, there it is.
Yeah.
So why are we concerned with why it happened? Did you figure out like how to prevent it from happening? I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we spend too much time like trying to get answers for totally unnecessary things.
Yeah. You say just enjoy the ride?
Right. I don't mean like just like bad things. Like I never really question why good things happen. Do you?
I was going to say, do you question happiness? Yeah, I was going there with that. So.
No, I don't.
You don't think you never see someone who appears to be happy and think, how did they get to be, how did they do that?
Maybe I used to, but yeah. I don't because the experience is catered to the individual to the most extreme degree that like maybe this guy had a particularly delicious sandwich today.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I don't think it really matters. I really don't think it matters.
Yeah, not to ask more dumb questions, but what is happiness? Like what is that even? What is, you know?
Well, it's obviously just a feeling, but
is
like...
Is it quantifiable?
Yeah, like, I just think it's crazy how, like, your brain will do just different shit with just the slightest little change in chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Stress hormones.
Totally.
Like, that's where the real intelligence is.
What do you mean?
Okay, so, you're breathing, right?
Mm.
Do you pump your own heart? Are you doing that? Are you pumping that heart?
I mean, school science would say, right, that it's a central nervous system thing.
Okay. Who's running that? Are you doing that?
No, not consciously that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, then who's doing that? Why is that happening? Who pumps your blood?
The heart. Supposedly my heart does.
But is that you?
It's of me.
But it just keeps going on and on with, in spite of you, right?
Mm-hmm. And its own biometric rhythm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And don't you think the brain does the same shit?
In what way? Does it pump blood?
No, but like neurons doing what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to know is at what point does it become you?
Where's the consciousness?
Uh-huh.
It's in the pine cone gland, bro.
Yeah? You think so?
I don't know. No, I don't.
What is consciousness?
Right. Who are you talking about, the witness here?
Sure, but that's another thing you've created.
Yeah. Who's driving the NASA windbreaker?
Right.
Right. Who's in there? Who's in charge?
Yeah. So where does like this natural processes stop and then personality or like you're doing it at that point?
Where's the line in the sand?
Yeah, where's the line to where you're doing it now?
Between I'm moving my arm and my heart is beating.
Right. Are you moving your arm? Am I moving my hand right now? Am I doing that?
What do you mean?
I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just doing this thing. I'm just doing it.
Right.
I'm not thinking about, well, now I'm going to bend my thumb. And after I'm bending my thumb, I'm going to move these like this.
Right.
Like, I don't have to make it do that.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, if I were to wake up tomorrow, like, we got to start the breathing machine. We got to start the intestine machine. Like, if I had to do all that.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't you'd fuck it up. Like you would miss a step, totally. Something, and you would just not be around. You would literally just be dead.
If it was like starting a car.
Right.
Climbing.
Can you
the
imagine
body.
The laundry list of shit that has to happen for you to get out of bed just in the morning?
Yeah.
Like the insane amount of things that have to happen?
Flipping gauges.
Right. So who's doing that?
I don't know.
Who's running the meat body?
I think that's what God is, right?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And consciousness is just God's way of experiencing itself.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Just dancing.
That's why. That's the question. That's the answer to your why. Right there. That's why.
It still doesn't.
Because the thing wants to experience itself. That's why.
Why?
Because it does.
Why does it want to experience itself?
Well, I think it'll tell you when you're ready to hear it. I really do.
Yeah, no, that's everything in life. Messages are only heard when you're ready.
Right.
That which in you can only hear what I'm saying.
I really think the whole thing is just one big giant dance.
Yeah, I do too. Like just like the way the stars spin in the galaxy. You know?
Yeah, like if you look back on your life and like you're like, all that shit was hard to get through at the time.
Sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow.
Right, but like now you're just like, yeah, I get it. That shit had to happen. I had to go through all that stupid shit to get me to this point.
As you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Like how many, It makes me sad because I don't want to like judge anyone, but like how many people out there don't even get that far where they're like, oh, these bad things happen and it's a good thing for me.
Well, if you play the reincarnation card, then that means we've been doing this for a long, long, long time.
You know how long they say we've been doing it?
Yeah, I do. If there was a mountain a mile wide, a mile across, and a mile another direction, and an albatross flew over the top of the mountain carrying a silk kimono,
mm-hmm.
and drug it across the rocky crust of the mountain once every 100 years, then we've still been doing this for like a trillion gazillion years.
Yeah, so like just lighten up, everybody.
I love how that's like an old, what is that,
it's a Buddhist saying.
Yeah. I just love that they go through so much work to say that.
But it paints a great picture, doesn't it?
It does. But all you have to be saying is like forever. So you don't gotta bring the albatross.
Yeah. So if that's just gonna keep happening forever,
yeah.
Why are we so serious about anything ever?
I think that makes the reality more stable because everyone's scared it's not real, right? Like,
I don't think everyone's scared it's not real.
No, I mean like the desire.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying it's the Matrix. I'm just saying that if you start to peel it away, that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing?
Who? What? What do you mean?
This thing.
I don't know. I don't think so.
What do you think we're doing down here?
Talking to ourselves and then letting people listen to it.
But why are we talking about this shit?
Because I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. I think it's something in everybody, and everybody's got really good ideas and feedback and things to like resonate with each other of like people aren't alone and feeling weird about whatever. We all have weird shit going on, weird thoughts, wondering what this is all for. Why do I pay my gas bill? Like, what's the reason for this machine? And then we get stuck not focusing on it. So I like to do this. So even while we're in the machine, people can pop in their Vibe Blocker 3000s and think about some shit. And then if we get to the point that we're all thinking about some shit,
then what?
I don't know.
Exactly. I know what.
What?
We all merge back into the thing.
We levitate to the sun.
No, I'm saying like once we all get to that line of thinking and we all clean up our games and realize that there's some like truth to like this spiritual shit. I'm not saying, I don't know who's right. I have no idea.
Oh, it's whatever you want to
say. You know, it's like when I pray, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm like, that's how I literally say, I'm like, I don't know who I'm talking to right now or
it's
what.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, guys. Thing. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's whatever you want. That's magic, man. If you, it's all about your intentions and your heart and it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the end game down here, dude? Are we trying to bring people? I don't know. I don't even know what we're doing. I really don't. Like, I'm not going to stop doing this, and I love doing it. But yeah. I forget, like, what?
Just connecting with people. For me, I guess I'm just writing it so that whatever happens, happens, and we do whatever we do. I mean, we're connecting with people and meeting people and traveling.
Oh, this is my favorite thing to do. I love this.
Yeah. So I think it's just kind of trying to unite like-minded humans. What do you say, Jake? What's your hashtag? Good humans unite. Mm-hmm. Jake has a hashtag that's good humans unite.
Yeah. Just something to just wrap your noodle around.
Yeah.
Just, you know, really think about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Are you talking to me?
In general.
Yeah, in general.
I think I'm just trying to find the truth about anything.
I think so too. Seekers of the truth.
Seekers of the scrolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing though, like that one DMT experience when it was like, are you ready to see the secrets? Mm-hmm. I'll show you. And I'm like, no, release me. Release me, demon. And then it just leans in and there was nothing. And we both just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
That's why.
I laughed so hard I cried.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. It's fun.
There was nothing there. It was
this just whole like, thing is here for fun. That's what. That's my point. That's why we're doing this.
I'll tell you a secret. It's all for nothing.
Yeah. I was trying to get to this point. Thank God we got there. Because I thought I wasn't going to get to circle around to it, man.
Yeah.
We're doing this for fun.
Yep.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we're doing. We're doing it because we want to, because it's fun. I don't care if you... Anger is fun.
Oh, no, we're getting
Being sad is fun sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
No, it's
I'm not talking like candy at the state fair fun. I'm talking it's fun because you're so enthralled with your own drama.
Yeah. Taste it.
It's delicious.
It is. All five
Delicious
senses.
Drama, dude.
Yeah, it keeps me clinging in my meat body and my NASA windbreaker, my driving my monkey suit.
All right, dude, with your sunglasses on, getting pissed off at people on the highway. Like, we're all agreed that this is what we're going to do. That's how we're doing this.
Yeah, we agreed to this.
Yeah, I really believe that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And that was the bar conversation. I was like, do you think we signed up for this shit? Do you think this incarnation is agreed to?
Yeah.
I do too.
I feel it's like your graduating class. You're like, what are we doing on this run? Like, okay, 6 billion. That's what we're doing.
Back to my Contra analogy, man. It's like you're standing there and you got a quarter in your hand and you're like, okay, I'll play one more round.
It is 1:55 a.m.
Why? There's no such thing as time.
That's another one. That one freaks me out. You know what? We're literally going to have to save that for real.
All right. Hasta luego.
Good humans unite. Good humans, good night.
Just pumping the brakes on that, damn.